Beowulf, son of Ecgtheow. It is a fine thing to see you kneel before me here on my shores. The last sight of you I had was when you were but an embarrassing and doughy little acrid young chump with snot-cake cheeks, hiding behind the thick thighs of your father. It seems he reared you well and in good form. I see before me his likeness, and it is beyond doubt that you must have play-wrestled that great man down in preparation for greater tests. Greater tests beyond your home gates.
Mr. King Hrothgar, sir, you speak a truth when you speak of my father. He was a great man. Some of my best bits have been awarded through him. I arrive in your kingdom hall in his name. It is in his honor that I offer my allegiance to you, and thus hence and here I uphold his father. And his father before that, for fathers further. And so I, Beowulf, son of Ecgtheow, become your servant to secure calm in your kingdom hall again.
I do take comfort in your being here, and yet I must caution this beast. Grendel is as wicked and confounding as ever witnessed. His destruction of our lands and lands beyond is almost complete.
Mr. King Hrothgar, sir, I have come here to undo evil. Therefore, this evil shall be undone.
I'm just saying.
What kind of a face does this man beast possess that he wreaks such destruction and damage? What kind of a face? These great and sovereign people were the flowers of the fields, and now some unnatural force forsakes you all. What kind of a face does this man beast possess?
I do not give joy in saying.
What kind of a face?
That it is a face like yours and mine.
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 To look at him were to look inside a mirrored pool on a still, chill day, and see I see clear eyes reflected back, quiet countenance, manner fine. But when the slightest wind disturbs,
what kind of a face?
When that fine calm is disturbed,
does this man beast possess?
The icy pool surface is wrecked.
What kind
sending
of a
ripples
face
across a smooth face?
Is this monster distorting, contorting, making some kind of mockery out of man?
So I advise my dear Beowulf.
Okay.
Do not look into any pool for too long.
Sure.
Lest you feel that wind bearing down on you, playing on your
okay, I think I'm just gonna go wait for him over there.